Again, thank you for being here this morning, especially if you're visiting with us, especially if you're trying to flee the storms that are coming our way, the hurricane that's headed towards, I believe it's the west coast of Florida. Many of you also know that I'm from Valdosta, me and my wife both, born and raised in Valdosta. So we have a lot of family and a lot of friends down in Valdosta in South Georgia and the Tampa area, Naples, Sarasota, Miami, that are being affected by this. And all of them are just as hard-headed as me, and none of them wanted to leave Florida. So they all wanted to stay there, so that's fine. They've been there for many years and been through many hurricanes, and they said, we can take another one. I said, all right, well, good luck. But do keep them in your prayers. The grandfather had serious hearing issues for a number of years, and he finally went to the doctor to be fitted for his new hearing aids. And the doctor assured him, you're going to hear 100% now. Your hearing is going to be perfect. So he fitted him with the hearing aids, and the man goes home, and a couple of weeks later, he returns, and he says, man, your hearing is perfect, isn't it? I mean, your family should be really pleased with what's happened, that you can now hear everything that's going on. And the elderly man replied, oh, I haven't told my family yet. He said, in fact, I sit around and I listen to the conversations. He says, in fact, I've changed my will 3 times. One man said, never have children, only have grandchildren. One man said this. He said, your children may have kept you poor, but their children will make you rich. One man said, if I had known how wonderful it would be to have grandchildren, I would have had them first. Many of you may not realize this, but today is Grandparents' Day. I missed it last year. I wanted to preach a sermon about grandparents, and I missed it last year. And my plan was to preach a couple of lessons on the Holy Spirit. And so I started thinking, is it the Holy Spirit, or is the grandparents going to win? Well, the grandparents won this week. All right, but next week we're going to continue our Rooted series, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and its application in our lives. But today, since 1973, is known, first Sunday after Labor Day, is known as Grandparents' Day. Raise your hand if you're a grandparent. Raise your hand if you're a grandparent. Look around. Look at all those grandparents. What about great-grandparents? Great-great-grandparents. Franklin, you're not a great-great-grandparent yet. You know, that's... Some of you are having to be reminded, I hear. You know, that's great. Do you remember, for those of you that are grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-great-grandparents, do you remember the first time you were told you're going to be a grandma? No, you're going to be a grandpa. Do you remember those first words out of that child's mouth, whether it's grandma, grandpa, or, you know, mine was Mimi and Din-Din, and mama and papa, and things like that? Do you remember that? Do you remember the amazing, just the amount of joy that came into your life when you realized that you're a grandparent? Some of you are getting ready to be grandparents, right, Kevin? Now let me ask this. Do you think your life right now, those of you that are grandparents, do you think your life has any influence on those grandchildren? Those great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren? Do you think that your life right now is a positive influence or a negative influence? We often talk about children listening to their mothers and fathers and doing what mommy and daddy says and always obeying mama and daddy, but how often do we realize the great amount of influence that grandparents have on a grandchild? Because what I want to remind you of this morning, and this is a different lesson than I usually preach, because this morning I'm really just kind of talking to the grandparents. But all of us need to listen, because I hope one day, it's coming, I know, I'm going to be a grandparent. Maybe. But we need to realize, and you need to realize as grandparents, that the faith that I have, the influence that I have in my life, affects those grandkids. It affects that legacy. In the Bible, you can read about countless grandparents. You can start from Adam and Eve, and you can work your way all through the Bible. You can start looking at the genealogy of Jesus and there in the first chapter of the book of Matthew, and what you're going to see are a lot of grandparents. You're going to see a lot of granddads. You're going to see a lot of grandmas, those that have kept the faith, those examples of good grandparents. You also have examples of bad grandparents. You remember King Hezekiah in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18 and verse 5. He was one of the best kings in all the land of Judah. 2 Kings 18:5 says this: there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, before him or after him. He was faithful to the Lord, and he did not stop following him. Now you learn about King Hezekiah's dad, King Ahaz. He was one of the worst. The Bible says he was one of the worst kings that the land had ever had, that Judah had ever had. So we realize King Hezekiah didn't get it from his dad. Where did he get it? From his grandfather, Jotham. He was one, the text says, that he did right in the eyes of God. And because of that, the text says that there was victory in the kingdom of God. So often we talk about generations, and we talk about passing the faith on from generation to generation, the truth from generation to generation. But you see, because of the hope and the faith of this granddad, that there is hope. Say one generation goes astray as King Hezekiah's dad did, there's hope, because you've got granddad who was grounded in the faith. You had granddad who no doubt was an influence, and that's good news. That's good news that grandparents help in that they bridge the gap between parents and their children. Because a lot of you are sitting in this room right now, a lot of you are part of the Christian faith because of grandma and grandpa. You're here because grandma and grandpa instilled within you a faith in Jesus Christ. That they taught you those first principles. They taught you about the importance of loving God and loving other people. Take your Bibles and turn them to Ruth chapter 4. Ruth chapter 4. Let's look real quick at another biblical example, and then we'll get into some modern application. A baby by the name of Obed, the son of Ruth, and he was the grandson of Naomi. The book of Ruth is one of the most unique, one of the most interesting, one of the most dramatic books, I believe, in all the Bible. But I believe the end is even more unique. The end is even more dramatic, I guess, if you will. Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel." In verse 15, "May he also be to you a restorer of life and a sustainer of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons, has given birth to him." Look at verse 16. "Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and became his nurse. The neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, 'A son has been born to Naomi.' So they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David." So we see here that Ruth has Obed, and she leaves him with Naomi. Naomi is now going to raise this child. Grandma is going to be the star in his life. Grandma is going to instill with him a faith that would pass on from generation to generation. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6 says, "Grandchildren are the crown of the aged." Again, this child is going to grow up and be the grandfather to King David, because of the faithful teachings of his grandmother, Naomi. I want to share with you some truths today, or really one truth. We're going to build off just one truth, and I pray this helps you. We're going to try to keep with our series theme on the idea of rooted, and that's what we need grandparents to be. We need grandparents that are rooted. In Psalm chapter 71, verses 18, "Even when I am old and gray, God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. Your power to all who are to come." I'm going to say this. I would not be standing in front of you today if it weren't for my grandparents. My dad's dad was a preacher. He was a farmer. He was a teacher. He was a high school principal. My grandmother was a teacher. She was both of them were faithful children of God. They left this earth when I was very young in age. And because of that, I've got one of the best dads money can buy. My mother's parents are still alive. They live in West Tennessee. And so I've become closer to them throughout my life because the majority of my life I've been with them. I've been around them. In fact, when I preached in Mississippi, I lived just 45 minutes south of them, so I was able to see them there on a regular basis. They're 80 and 82, and to this day, they have fostered and adopted over 150 children. And they still have kids at home. It's one of the biggest hearts I've ever seen. And I know it's because of that heart that my mother was faithful always. And I know it's because of my grandparents' heart, it's because of my grandparents' faith that I myself, I look to that and I think about that on a daily basis. And I thank God for them. I thank God that I had godly grandparents. Now, I know it doesn't always work out that way. I know a lot of you in your lives, it doesn't work out that way. I know it's not the norm for a lot of people. Just as grandparents can have a positive influence in life, they can also have that negative influence in life. But my prayer today is for you grandparents that are here, you great-grandparents, you great-great-grandparents. My prayer is that today that you make a promise in your life and you make a promise to God and a promise to those grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that you will be the best influence that you could be for them. That you will help instill with them a faith that cannot be shaken. Amen? Because I know for a fact, and we'll talk about this in just a minute in the book of 2 Timothy. I know for a fact that grandparents that are sitting here today, you want it said one day of little Johnny or little Susie that their faith was strong because it first dwelt in you. That's where it starts a lot of times. You know, the older I get, the more I realize how important roots are. Society really teaches a different model, I guess, if you will. When it comes to grandparents and their influence, I believe society teaches that at a certain age in your life, you can just check out. Okay? You can check out of Christianity, let the younger folks handle it, and you can check out of being an influence in the lives of grandparents because we're going to say, hey, mom and dad's going to handle it. I don't have to really be involved anymore. Mom and dad have got this. But what you need to realize is that when you become a grandparent, one day when I become a grandparent, that my influence is just now beginning. Because those little grandkids are going to watch you just as close as they watch mama and daddy. There was a little girl who had spent the night with grandma, and she was watching grandma get dressed, and she would just stand there in the bathroom and just was amazed by just the makeup and the hair and how she was fixing everything, and she went to put her lipstick on, and she did it just perfect, and she said, all right, well, let's put everything down. Let's go. And she said, grandma, wait, but you haven't kissed the toilet paper yet. Kids are watching you. Your grandkids are watching you. And they expect certain things of you. And when you stray from that, when you back off from that, guess what? They want answers. Because you are a rock to them. You are a foundation to them. Society teaches you don't have to be. Society teaches that you retire and just go on vacation and stay gone. Move off. It's your time now. But the problem is, you look at the Bible, there is never a time in the Bible when grandparents were not a part of the equation of influencing grandchildren. You look at the Bible, and what you have is this one that is just multi-tiered families that were together, families that stuck together, families that influenced one another. Grandparents, you are the key and you are the foundation for preparing the future for your family. When the children of Israel had come up out of Egypt, book of Exodus, they traveled throughout the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. And one of the reasons is because the younger generation would have the opportunity in the wilderness to learn from the older generations. It's kind of like a boot camp. Joshua would bring them into the promised land on the plains of Moab. Moses would give his final speech. You can read about that in the book of Deuteronomy. But before he sends them into the land of the Canaanites, he said, guys, you need to listen to me. He says, grandparents, you need to listen to me. Parents, you need to listen to me. This is very, very important. In fact, this is the only way that you're going to survive. You see, the Canaanites were very, very corrupt, evil people. They worshiped gods like Baal. They worshiped gods like Ashtar. They worshiped gods like Molech. Remember Molech? Had his hands like this, and they would literally place their children and sacrifice their own kids. Aren't you glad that's over with? But that's what they will do, and they're going into this land. And he says, listen, you need to know the word of God. You need to know that is not what God wants you to do if you're going to make it into this land. You don't do what the Canaanites are doing. You don't worship those gods. In fact, he said in Deuteronomy 4, verse 9, don't forget the things that your eyes have seen. Don't forget about what you've learned in the wilderness. He says, don't let them depart from your hearts all the days of your life. He says, I want you to make them known to your sons and your what? Grandsons. He says, grandparents, I want you to teach. When you get into this land, I want you to teach those children. I want you to teach those grandchildren. Grandparents, what are you teaching your grandchildren? What are you teaching your grandchildren? Parents, for that matter, you know, what are you teaching your kids? Grandparents, if I were to come to you and says, hey, what do you want for your grandkids? What do you want their future to look like? Does it involve the church? I asked a man one time, not too long ago, actually, and I said, you know, what do you want for your grandchildren? He says, I want my grandchildren to remain in the church. And I believe if we went around the room and said, what do you want for your grandchildren? They're going to say, I want my grandchildren to remain in the church. And that's good. That's what we want. You're right. But let me ask this question. Is that all you want? I want my kids to remain in the church too, the older that they get. I want them to be grounded in that. But I want them to be more than that. That's the problem we have today in the church. We got too many people coming, checking in and checking out. I want my kids, one day I want my grandkids, not only to be in the church, I want them to be disciples. I want them to be involved in the church. I want the church to be their life. I want them to learn that this isn't just something that we do. I don't want them to learn this is what we do. This is a tradition. I don't want us to just pass on the traditions that we've held on to for many years. I want to pass on the Word of God. I want to pass on loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving your neighbor more than yourself. That's what I want my kids to learn. That is what I want my kids to live out. And so the question is, are you teaching your grandkids that? Are you teaching your grandkids to love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength, and to love their neighbor as themselves? Moses teaches grandparents to take every opportunity to teach those grandkids, to take every opportunity to encourage those grandkids. It's more than just dropping them off for Sunday school. It's more than just making sure they're at worship. It's a life to remind them really how good our God is. Amen? To remind them of His Word every chance that you get because they are listening. They are soaking up every minute. Every time my kids, my in-laws aren't here so I can talk about them. Nobody tell them I said this. Every time my kids go to my parents' house or every time they go to Angela's parents' house, guess what they have to do? Be retrained because they listen to them. They get spoiled, and for some reason they come back and think they're going to get it from us. No, I'm kidding, but they soak up everything. Again, that's the young preacher, the story of Timothy. It's one of the most amazing two books, I believe, in the New Testament, our First and Second Timothy. We get a lot out of what Paul is writing to him there. But in 2 Timothy 1:5, he says, for I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, because it first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure it is in you as well. If you study the life of Timothy, if you study who Timothy was, you're going to learn that his dad wasn't a Christian. His dad was a Greek. And so you're going to learn that he is a Christian because of his grandmother, because of his mother. That is why Paul makes that statement. They grounded him in the faith. Paul says, I know where you got your faith. I know why you're so faithful. I know why I can depend on you. I know why you're going to be such a great preacher. It's because your grandmother. It's because of your mother. Grandparents, this morning, make sure your grandkids are being rooted. Make sure you're helping and taking advantage of every opportunity to show them the ways of God. Realize that it's never too late. It's never too late to start teaching those kids. It's never too late to start teaching those grandkids. It's never too early to start teaching them the ways of God. Once again, Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6, grandchildren are a crown to the aged. Or as one man said, once again, your children have kept you poor, but their children will make you rich because they will renew your spirit. Again, I don't have grandkids yet. Hopefully one day I will. But I know most of you, by the show of hands that we had, almost all of you have grandkids, are going to have grandkids soon. And I know that they will bring a sense of renewing to your spirit. They will give you a whole new role in this world of loving, lifting, and serving those grandkids. I want to read this. It's an insert that I got off the internet. I thought it was wonderful. It really describes grandmothers and grandfathers. It says, a grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own, so she likes other people's little girls. A grandfather is a man grandmother. He goes for walks with the boys, and they talk about fishing, they talk about tractors, and they talk about things like that. And grandmas don't have to do anything except be there. They're old, so they shouldn't have to play hard. They shouldn't have to run. It is enough if they drive us to the market where the pretend horse is, and they have lots of quarters ready. Or if they take us for walks, they should slow down past things like pretty leaves and pretty caterpillars. They should never say, hurry up. This is her saying this, not me. Usually they're fat, but not too fat to tie kids' shoes. They wear glasses. They wear funny underwear. They can take their teeth out and their gums off. Some of you aren't there yet, I know. It is better if they don't type. It's better if they don't play cards except with us. They don't have to be smart. Only answer questions like, why do dogs hate cats? And how come God never got married? They don't talk to babies. Excuse me. They don't talk baby talk like visitors do with us because it'd be hard to understand. When they read to us, they don't skip over stuff and they don't mind to read the same story over and over again. She says everybody should try to have one, especially if you don't have a television, because grandmas are the only grown-ups. Grandpas are the only grown-ups who ever have time. As grandparents, I want you to strive to do four things for me. I fell behind in my PowerPoints. There we go. Four things as we close. Number one, build relationships. Always make time for your grandkids. Be an example. They're looking to you a lot of time for answers in life. Grandparents, I want you to know God's word. Every opportunity that you have with them, I want you to share it with them. And I want you to share your life. I want you to teach them what God has done for you in life. A lot of times we teach them simply about life, but we need to teach them what God has done for us in our life. How God brought us from where we were to where we are. Witness to those grandchildren. I thank God for godly parents, and I pray that the grandparents that are here this morning are doing that in such a godly way, and they're influencing those kids. Again, I know this has been a different sermon this morning. We'll return to normal next week, but I'm so glad to see you here. So glad to see so many visitors, and we want you to know we love you so much. We're not here to judge you. We're here to love you, and if there's anything that you need this morning, make it known. Come forward as together we stand and as we sing a song for our encouragement.